Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Watch the DSC at work. We are on Pursuit Channel with DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon and DSC's Tracks Across Africa on the Outdoor Channel. Yes, we work hard at DSC, but we also like to go hunting from time to time. Join us on the journey. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome. Make yourself at home. Come on in this old camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, and thank you so much for dropping by. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by a great new product. New, it's been around a little over a year, I guess. It's called Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Recently at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, I had folks coming up to me talking to me about the good results of Calming Care. And one person told me they had to educate their vet about it. Hey, Calming Care. Talk to your vet. It settles the over-barker, the over-jumper, the overactive dog very safely and over time. Calming Care. A great number of you folks listening to this show today own a Remington 870 shotgun. The first gun you ever fired in your life was an 870. It's the best-selling gun, period, on planet Earth in history. More kids have broken their first clay or shot their first dove or quail with a Remington 870 than any other. Remington is the anchor, the first American gun maker. They have a storied history, and if you look at any graph over a long period of time from any company, you're going to see highs and lows. Remington is trying to recover from a pretty tough low. Our minds and hearts didn't want to believe what our ears were hearing a couple of years ago when Remington had to file bankruptcy. Things looked tough, bleak, but hey, not so fast. Remington is on the rise. The new CEO, Ken Darcy, I can't wait for you to meet him. He's been on the job about 6 months. He's got a great history in taking Remington situations and making them shine. Ken is my special guest on the show today, and we're going to talk to him extensively about Remington past, present, and future. It's bright. That was quite a cold snap that blew across these United States this week, but hey, don't worry about it. We did our work last summer, and we've got a huge pile of firewood. Pull a chair up next to it, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and let's enjoy a little time in camp together at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I know you guys in Iowa are going to have a great time today. Counting those ballots was a challenge this week for some folks, but the fishing won't be today. The fishing is easy because the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has stocked 2,200 rainbow trout in the North Lake at three locations along the shore. Aya Hayden Heritage Park, right there in Ames. Bring your ice fishing and safety gear. They will have a few fishing poles for the kids to use, and hot dogs and hot chocolate, too. You got to come see me at bbkoradio.com and take a look at the video that was sent to me by my friends in Wyoming with the Fish and Game Department there. It's an old abandoned den, wolf den. They set a video camera, motion camera, up on that thing, and eight different species of wildlife stopped by for a visit. Wolves, bears, all kinds of critters. It's not a long video, but it is highly entertaining. And it's at bbkoradio.com. Man, oh man, did Cody Huff of Ava, Missouri have a big couple of weeks. He's a standout collegiate bass angler from Bethel University. 2 weeks ago, he and his partner won the Bassmaster College Series event on Toledo Bend. After the college tournament, Cody drove back to Missouri to drop off his collegiate fishing partner, Dakota Pierce, and then turned around and drove right back to Toledo Bend. 3 days of fishing later, he locked up his first FLW win of his career. Picked up $35,393. This kid is hotter than a $2 pistol right now. It's a brand new calendar, and that means the bass fishing has begun. This is the opening weekend for the 2020 Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. They got started yesterday on Lake Eufaula, Alabama. They'll wrap it up next Wednesday, and there are a couple of new guys on the water. Brian Thrift and David Dudley have made the move to Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour, and they're making their debut this weekend. You want to catch a launch? you can do that. Lake Point State Park Marina, Old Highway 165, Eufaula, Alabama. Yes, you can watch online like I do with my app, my Major League Fishing app, or go to MajorLeagueFishing.com and watch 9 hours of action every day. And the Bassmaster Elites are back in Rick Klund's magical playground. Rick has won on the St. John's River a couple of times in recent years, including last year, and that's where they are today, kicking off the 2020 season this weekend. They fish through tomorrow, daily takeoffs at Palatka City Dock and Boat Ramp for the Bassmaster Elites, 7:15 each morning. Weigh-ins, 3:15 each afternoon, Palatka Riverfront Park. Rick Klund caught 98 pounds, 14 ounces on the St. John's 1 year ago and claimed his 16th Bassmaster victory. They've trimmed the starting field of 88 anglers down to 40 today, and then the top 10 will fish for the championship tomorrow on the St. John's. If you have a dog that gets a little too excited about company coming over and it's to the point where he damages the furniture or maybe your skin from jumping and barking and going crazy, take a look at Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It's safe, and it works. Calming Care.
Good morning. This is General Leroy Sisco, and I'm honored to be here today. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Discover true Western mule deer hunting in Nevada. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident-only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of being drawn. The deadline is early March, so now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. Nevada is home to world-record mule deer. This special tag is non-resident only, and the draw is just weeks away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life, if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, You can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
That view from the porch is pretty awesome this time of year. Let's sit and visit a while at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Is it important to you to have your voice heard on important conservation matters? Do you look at the anti-hunting, anti-gun ownership people on the news and get frustrated? Why don't you consider joining forces with one of the most powerful, true conservation and pro-shooting sports-minded groups anywhere? DSC welcomes you at biggame.org.
It is day number 8 at the Great American Outdoor Show annual event, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. A giant show. A who's who of the outdoor industry will be there milling around. Plenty to do, plenty to eat, plenty to celebrate. At the Great American Outdoor Show, it wraps up tomorrow. And then next weekend, actually beginning on Wednesday, Nashville, Tennessee, the 44th Annual National Wild Turkey Federation Convention and Sports Show at the Opryland Resort and Convention Center. This is a dandy. It runs Wednesday through Sunday. More info at bbkoradio.com. I've asked my friend Carl Gunzer to join me on the show today, and there's a good reason for that. He's one of our pro dog trainers here at BBKO Radio, and Carl has trained a couple of national champions, a ton of field champions, and knows what he's talking about when it comes to trials and tests for our dogs. Carl, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about something you've had a lot of success doing, and that's retriever trials, field trials. A lot of folks have a retriever. They enjoy them in the duck blind. They enjoy them bird hunting with their doves or whatever, and they've never stepped into that field trial world. Maybe they're a little intimidated. No reason to be, right?
No. I mean, what makes a great hunting dog, gun dog, family dog is the same thing that makes a great field trial dog. You know, a willingness to work with you, desire to retrieve, a good partner. So, you know, it takes a little more training and work, but it gives you something to do in the off season.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's only going to make your dog, your time in the field with that dog, better, more pleasing when you do hit the duck blind again. What are judges looking for when a retriever leaves the line in one of these trials?
The main thing is accurate marking memory. So remember where the birds are, go there, you know, retrieve the bird quickly, come back. Other things judged are style, steadiness, but the real key is if they can remember where the birds are laying, you know, after they've been thrown.
Yeah, and, you know, you and I were standing out watching some great champion dogs running for a national title, and they're having to go to four marks, four different spots, and I'm thinking, forget the dog. How am I going to remember all that? That's step one.
Right, right. You know, and really in a hunting scenario, there could be, you know, if it's a group of guys that are good shooters, you know, there could be 8 or 10. And very often those dogs aren't going to remember every bird, or they won't even see every bird shot and thrown. You know, the field trials is sort of an ideal situation. They throw them at, you know, 300 and 400 yards, you know, 3-4 birds. In the real world, in the duck blind, you know, probably half or more of the retrieves are blind retrieves. So, you know, these dogs are also trained for, you know, blind retrieves. So that's a key to have a dog. And another reason why a hunter might want to start trialing is to practice teaching a dog blinds and do blind retrieves to recover birds the dog hasn't seen shot.
Yeah. throw modesty out the window and tell us about your national championship pedigree. You've had a few dogs run, do a pretty good job through the years.
Hey, I've enjoyed it. You know, I now work for Purina full-time, of course, but, you know, for about 20 years I trained, you know, these field trial dogs full-time and had a few national finalists and helped train a couple national champions. And so it's a lot of fun. It coming and watching these things now reminds me of why I enjoyed it so much, to see these great dogs and the great people that compete with them.
Well, I'm sure there's a little fire burning in you that says, boy, I'd love to be back in this again.
Yeah, it doesn't go away.
No,
yeah,
it never goes away. Yeah, once the bird dog bug bites, it's a lifelong deal. So we've got that young puppy, maybe 8 months old, you know, old enough to start picking up on some things. Pretty smart little dog. We're proud of our pup. What are the first steps that we want to take with him when we start formally training?
The importance for these young retrievers is learning to learn. And they can start, you know, at 8 and 12 weeks bonding and working with you and little retrieves. As it gets, you know, more and more intense, you know, then you start with a little more obedience, you know, more response to the commands, but lots of retrieves. You know, they've got to enjoy getting the bird and practice doing that. So, you know, a lot of field work is good, but basics or fundamentals, you know, they're key in the retriever game as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Always. Fundamentals. Doesn't matter if you're coaching a football team or raising up a bird dog, you've got to have those fundamentals and reinforce them throughout the life of competition. At what age, as you say, you've been working with your dog, you've done everything right from puppydom, humanized, socialized, spent a lot of time with him, doing your yard work, working, getting him used to the water, everything. At what age are they typically going to be smart enough, bold enough to actually compete in one of these retriever trials?
Sure. Well, there are stakes for younger dogs. Like in AKC field trials, there's the Derby, which is for dogs under two. There's also AKC hunt tests, as well as NARA, North American Hunting Retriever Club, or HRC, the Hunting Retriever Club, which is a UKC affiliate. And dogs can be ready for some of the minor stakes by a year old, you know, whether it's a junior hunter or the Derby. But usually it takes about that long before they, you know, are steady and force fetch. So they'll bring a bird back and hold it. You know, it's required to hold for delivery. It's required to be steady. So those things don't happen, you know, with a six-month-old dog typically.
Yeah. Right. So. Let's talk about the handler, on the other hand. Like we started this conversation off with, no need to be intimidated, but you don't want to embarrass yourself either. There's a learning curve, right?
Right. And like with everything, you know, the best thing you can do is surround yourself with people that know, you know, are qualified, whether it's an amateur that competes at a high level or a professional that does it for a living. You've got to get around those people because there's no way you can learn this by yourself. The retriever game is something that is dependent on a community. You have to have people out there shooting and throwing birds for you, mentoring you, training. So whether it's a club, you know, that is active, you know, there are several clubs that, you know, I belong to over the years that have, you know, weekly or daily training groups, or whether you seek the advice of a professional who's out there competing that can help steer you. I think that's a critical step if you're going to step into the field trial game.
Learn what you're doing, and then get that dog that you have a little confidence in, let him have some confidence in you, and go out and have fun with like-minded folks.
That's right. And everybody that at these things was a beginner at one time, and you still remember what it's like the first time you walk up with your dog in an event and you don't know what's going on, but there'll be somebody there that'll smile and shake your hand and say, come here, I'll show you, you know, what you need to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And whether that's pointing breeds, retrieving breeds, whatever, you'll find that community loves those dogs as much as you do. That's the general binding factor there, and they're willing to help you out. They don't smile at you quite as much when you start winning all the time, though, Carl.
Yeah, the quickest way to become unpopular is to start winning.
I've seen that happen. I want to talk to you about your name. I was driving down the highway the other day in the middle of nowhere thinking about Carl Gunzer, and I thought, what a perfect last name for a bird dog guy. A name like Gunzer, you never miss. You've never missed a bird, right?
You know, the biggest honor I've had is one of my friends from a long time ago actually named his German short hair Gunzer after me, I thought that was a pretty good honor.
Yeah, that is a very good honor. You know, a guy named Gunzer, that's a guy you want on your trap team or on your sporting clays team. Hey, Carl, thanks for the info. And, of course, if people have any questions or want to know more, they can reach you through my website and ask anything, right?
Super. Yeah, you bet. I'm open anytime, and thanks much, Billy.
Great shot. Fetch him up, Bear. You know, our bird seasons are pretty lengthy in most instances, like Texas, West Texas quail. Typically opens the last weekend of October and runs through the end of February. 4 full months to work with your bird dogs. That leaves 8. Field trials open that window up prior to and after the wild bird seasons. And there are so many great organizations for both the pointing and retrieving breeds. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. Order it from Chewy.com. Keep it handy because all of our dogs suffer from GI upset from time to time. Fortiflora.
Good morning. This is professional turkey hunter Ray I. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with 6 full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. Walleye and smallmouth bass are two entirely different critters. Walleye are a delicate, flaky delight on your plate. Smallmouth intend to shred the gears in your fishing reel. You can enjoy a snack while slowly drifting along beautiful Lake Oahe, South Dakota, in search of delicious walleye. The smallmouth is a different story, as multiple 3 to 5 pounders are pursuing your lure with intent to destroy at all times. At Spring Creek Resort and Deepwater Marina, north of Pierre, South Dakota, we know where the fine neighborhoods are that house the distinguished walleye. We also know our way around the rough neighborhoods of Oahe's smallmouth district. Come fish with us. We'll put you up in our lakeside cabins and feed you like royalty in a Spring Creek Resort restaurant and bar. Step out of your car and into Spring Creek hospitality. The toughest decisions that you'll have are walleyes or smallies. And do I really have to go back home? SpringCreekSD.com, home to the 2018 Bassmaster Elite Series.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see outdoor adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
There are plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a ride down from the wall and catch a few. We want you to feel at home in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
When a young lady takes her first doe and feeds her family with it, or a teenage boy smiles about his catch of crappie, they probably don't think of us at DSC, but we're there. Conserving, preserving, and teaching. We are the DSC. Big game.
BBKORadio.com is always morphing, changing, updating. You can catch the latest show there or go read up on anything you hear about here. BBKORadio.com. You know, hunting partners, fishing partners, camping partners can really make a trip great. It can make a great trip even better. It can also ruin a trip. Years ago, after a bad experience, I took it to heart, turned my finger around, and pointed at myself and said, what can I do to ensure that I leave a good impression with folks? And really, it all boils down to common courtesy, treating the other guy like he's more important than you. Pete Delkus and I have hunted a lot together, Texas, Montana, Arizona. Pete, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you always. Let's talk about what makes a good hunting buddy. You and I have gotten along pretty good through the years. Let's talk about some of those attributes that make a good hunting, fishing, outdoors partner.
Well, and I tell you what, I think the thing that makes me the best hunting companion that I focus on all the time is I never want to shoot my partner.
And you've never done that. Not that you haven't wanted to, but I know you've wanted to.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. I've hunted with a couple guys I'd like to shoot, but let me tell you. No, I mean, you know, all kidding aside, safety is number one, okay? I think
absolutely.
Safety has to be number one. I mean, you see too many stories, you hear too many stories about guys that aren't safe. And, Bill, you know, you and I have hunted with guys that aren't safe. We don't hunt with them anymore, but...
We take our families with us. Right. Our dogs are our families, and, man, that's the first thing I'm watching when I take someone.
Right. So safety's number one, and then it's just all about, you know, being considerate and not selfish. I mean, how many times have you hunted with somebody, you know, and the rule is, you know, bird gets up, you know, you got two guys, one on the left, one on the right, bird gets up, goes to the left, the guy on the left's going to shoot it, right?
Yep.
You don't want to shoot, if you're on the left, you don't want to shoot the bird off to the right in front of your buddy.
Right.
I mean, it's just it's just don't be selfish, be considerate of others, and it's going to sound corny, but honest to goodness, it's just the golden rule. I mean, and that applies, you know, to anything in life, and certainly hunting, too.
If someone does the cooking, do the dishes. If they're going to clean the kitchen, you do the cooking.
Well, I tell you what, I've hunted with guys before where, you know, I bring the food, I do the cooking, and then they're sitting there having a drink when they finish eating, and I'm cleaning up.
You are up cooking breakfast at 5 a.m., and now you're washing dishes at 10 at night.
Right.
And everybody else is going to bed after the ball game.
That's no fun. You know, one of the guys we hunt with, he's a fireman, and he said, you know, if the private at the firehouse is doing the cooking, then the captain's going to clean.
There you go.
And I think that's a good rule to follow. I mean, we're out on a hunting trip. We're at our hunting lease. We're all equal. I don't care if you're, you know, if you're a guy who has a higher position than another guy. We all need to chip in. Again, it's all about the golden rule.
Doesn't matter if you own the lease or the dogs or whatever.
That's the truth.
It's all equal when we get out
right.
there. Because, you know, it's like Hondo Crouch of Luckenbach once said, having fun is hard work sometimes.
That's exactly right.
And it is. Money is something else that can cause tensions on a hunting trip. Always be willing to split the gas if you're sharing a vehicle on the way. Split the groceries. Be the first to step up, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I've hunted with a couple of guys before where they all like to kick in an equal amount of money for gas at the beginning of the trip. Because, you know, we've hunted with those guys who were like, hey, it's my turn to fill up. I'm going to fill up the tank when you only need a quarter tank of gas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it's. I think that's kind of a good idea. Is everybody kicks in $100 at this point, and when $100 is out, we'll all kick in another $100 the next time, or whatever it is. And again, it's all about being fair, being polite to your buddy, mm-hmm. and you can have a good time and make fun of each other all day.
Yeah.
You got to.
I'm not going if we can't do that.
You got to do that. But you know, just do the right thing.
You betcha. And by the way, I just checked my watch, and it's time for you to kick in another $100.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Hey, if you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and want to check the weather, my man Pete there, he's the guy, WFAA TV Channel 8. Thanks, Pete. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and travel to Elizabeth, Colorado. I want to talk to my friend Anthony Pace with Freedom Hunters because even though it's dead of winter now, spring is coming and a big Freedom Hunters event is coming up. Anthony, always a pleasure. Sure good to have you back on the show.
Billy, it's always good to be on the show and great talking with you as well.
How are things in Colorado? I know that down here in Texas, we had some of your air pour in on us this week, so I'm guessing it's really cold up there.
You know, it has been a little cold, but the nice thing about Colorado is it snows and then the sun comes out. So it's, you know, it's probably going to be, you know, 20, 30 degrees today. So not bad at all.
Oh, hey, not bad at all. Anthony, we are familiar with your Freedom Hunters and the good work that you guys do. But for folks that are brand new ears to the show today, tell us about Freedom Hunters in a nutshell. What is Freedom Hunters?
Well, Freedom Hunters is a military outreach program. So we have the privilege of taking servicemen and their family members out on outdoor adventures, mainly hunting, shooting, fishing trips. All across the U.S. and internationally.
And you do that literally all over the world. Yeah, you guys have taken these guys on and gals on incredible trips, and you continue to do that. And Jim Shockey has been a big supporter of you guys through the years and continues to be.
He is. You know, we've been longtime friends, and he was actually a client of mine in another era. But he, in 2014, asked if we would take over his military tribute hunts. Jim had been doing hunts on his own, he had seen the work that we were doing and wanted to team up with us. So since then, we've been handling his military tribute hunts, and the relationship keeps continuing to grow.
Yeah, continues to grow. And to do all of this, of course, it takes money, but you don't. You will accept a donation if someone wants to visit the Freedom Hunters website and make a donation. That's wonderful. But you've got a fun way to raise money. You do it every spring, and it's coming up again March 22nd and 23rd at Wild Dunes Resort, Isle of Palms, South Carolina, and that is the Jim Shockey Golf Classic. It's a lot of fun.
It really is. It's a great time. Jim will be there, Louise. Eva and her husband, Tim, as well as some other great guests. So it's a good time. We have a nice fundraiser banquet the 22nd, and then the 23rd we get out on the course and have a lot of fun there.
And everybody in past years has had an opportunity to compete against Shockey and go one-on-one with him. Is he going to give us that opportunity again this year?
Absolutely. He loves that opportunity to get together with the guys and meet you personally and shake your hand and then get a little friendly bet going on to see who can hit the ball a little further.
There you go. So he'll be out on the course yucking it up with the boys and the gals and having fun at the Jim Shockey Classic. We have all of the info at bbkoradio.com and a quick link over to Freedom Hunters to see the good work that they do and to learn more about the Jim Shockey Classic. We'll be talking it up between now and then. And Anthony, as always, thank you so much for what you do for our bravest and our best. We really, really, really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Billy. A big fan of yours as well. And looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Anthony Pace, Freedom Hunters. I see a lot of people come and go that are dedicated to our military or maybe a youth project or something for a little while. Very seldom do you see these guys that put their nose to the grind and years later that nose is still on that grindstone. Anthony is one of those guys. So is Shockey. Like I said earlier, all of the info is at bbkoradio.com. From Colorado, we're going to make a trip a little later in the show to Kentucky and talk to a fellow named Brad Luttrell. He and his partner developed an app called Go Wild. It's all about the outdoor lifestyle. Coming up next, though, I want you to meet Ken Darcy. He's the new CEO at Remington. And after spending a little time with Ken, I promise you, the future is bright at Remington Outdoors.
Hello, everybody. It's Travis T-Bone Turner. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Kinder, grab your bow. You need another lesson, brother.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers the perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards' gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
It's legal to hunt great species like axis deer, black buck, and Aldad sheep in the summertime. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to harvest wonderful memories and great-tasting wild game. Here's the key, though. Make sure you take your harvest to Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
I would put axis deer at the top of the list as far as pure meat, and Nelgai's another one. I mean, those are the two best-eating exotics there are. When you get into the fallows and the sikas and the black buck and stuff like that, they're a little more gamey, and the meat's a little bit darker than normal, even like an Audette or something like that. The hot links and the Italians and anything smoked that's got a little bit of spice to it will kind of kick that a little bit because we're mixing it with 85% lean pork, which takes away a lot of that. And once we get rid of the fat, that helps a whole bunch also.
I mean it when I say that no one treats wild game like Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CCR, wildgameprocessing.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
We the people, and our right to bear arms, and our right to free speech, gather here. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
Really excited to have you in camp with us today. Ken Darcy, the CEO at Remington Outdoors, been on the job 6 months. Welcome to the camp house. Good to have you, Ken.
Thanks very much, Billy. Pleasure to join you today.
Remington, that's almost as old as the initials USA.
Well, it's older than me anyway. Not by too many years, but yes, it is, and it's such an iconic brand.
Yeah, it really is, and I want to talk about where Remington comes from and where it's going, but I want to talk about you a little bit too, because I was reading up on you preparing to talk to you today. You drive race cars, man, 200 miles an hour, and what's this about driving at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, I do drive race cars, road races. My favorite is always the endurance races. I like the, you know, anything from 4 hours to 24 hours. So, you know, getting into the cockpit of a car for my stint at 3 o'clock in the morning to me is fun, relaxing. Yeah. I don't think about anything other than what's in front of me.
The next time I need to get from Dallas to Houston in about an hour and a half, I'm calling you again.
Yeah, no point in doing that. I drive the speed limit, except for on a race.
Oh, okay, all right, very good. Born and raised in Canada, did some hunting and fishing and enjoyed the outdoors a lot growing up, and then dove into business. And what a distinguished business career you've had. Just a quick idea to folks listening today. Where's this guy from Remington? Where's he been?
I fell into the turnaround sort of guy. I was a sales manager, VP of sales, marketing VP, et cetera, et cetera. A company got into trouble. They contacted me. I went, changed it. I was very successful at it. So I kind of just fell into doing what I do, and I've become very, very skilled at it through no training.
And you've turned some big names around. Crossman comes to mind. And they were moving a little slow over there, and you came back in and injected new life into them.
Yeah, Crossman, when I was at the time of me joining, was a 78-year-old company in upstate New York. They were a pretty small company whose mindset was they called themselves an international company, which in their mind was outside of a 10-mile radius but inside of a 40-mile radius. And I came to the company really to position it for sale. The private equity owners asked me to do that. 6 months into the positioning, I contacted them, said we're ready to talk to investment bankers, and they said no, we'd like you to stay. We'd like to stick with it for a while because for the first time since our investment, we're able to see some light at the end of the tunnel. So I was there 10 years, turned into the number one brand worldwide. I think we quadrupled sales and went from zero EBITDA to in the neighborhood of $25-26 million. And sold the company 4 separate times. So really brought a tremendous brand back from the dead and built it to I think, the most iconic brand or the highest performing brand when I left in the air gun industry. And really I did that by fundamentally making some changes. If you're in the consumer products industry, you have to understand that products are what drives the industry. Product quality, new product development, and great service. All companies are the same.
Strong foundation. I want to talk about foundation now. You know, those brand new tender leaves that'll be popping out soon at the very top of the trees depend so much on those roots that are way down deep in the ground. Remington and Roots, the oldest, most iconic brand name in the shooting sports in U.S. history. Oldest.
Well, it is the oldest, but they kind of lost their way. They got away from their roots. Or they stopped watering them, I guess.
And things changed and went downhill, and then came just oil and water, and we were all shocked when we heard Remington associated a couple of years ago with bankruptcy. Man, how can that happen?
Well, look, it can happen from basically getting away from your your roots, what you were known for, which they did. It was sold in 2007 to a private equity company that had no idea of, I guess, the historic wealth of the company, the direction of the company. They started buying multiple other brands. They never integrated any of the brands. They never integrated any of the facilities. And it just turned into a big problem. So that can only go for so long. They were continually putting in non-operational people that didn't have the foundation of manufacturing and operations. So ultimately, Chapter 11 restructuring.
Let's mention those brands real quick. Remington Outdoors, who comes under that umbrella?
I think I should qualify that, or we should qualify it in a couple of different ways. Who comes under the umbrella? There is Remington, Marlin, Barnes, AAC, the silencers, DPMS, Bushmaster, Para, Storm Lake, Dakota Arms, Nasika. I'm sure I'm missing a few.
And so how do you come in, Ken, to a company that has all of these brands and kind of get things uniform and moving in the right direction? What's the young business guy listening out there that's just gobbling every word you say up? What's your first move?
Well, look, it's always the same. First moves, it never changes with any company as far as I'm concerned. Look at what made you successful and go back to doing that again. So what's Remington known for? And I'm not just talking about Remington. I'm talking about the more iconic historical brands that under Remington's umbrella, which is really Remington, Barnes, and Marlin. Those are the three major ones. What made them successful in the first place? Great product, good quality, good customer service. But who were they servicing? They were servicing the hunter and the sportsman. They weren't servicing the MSRAR platform people. They weren't servicing the barrels. They weren't servicing all kinds of other things. So the first thing is go back to the basics.
And the first basic that I think of and a lot of folks think of is the shotgun that got a lot of us started, the old 870. Best-selling gun, period, I guess, in history, is the Remington 870 that we all grew up with and fired how many tens of thousands of rounds through, and they held up that quality. It started to slip a little. It's back.
Look, I would not say it's back completely.
Okay.
You know, and when I say that, it's... there's a transformation that has to take place. Yes, it's back, and I think the big focus is not so much is it back. The focus is the people on the line, do you care about the quality today? Get them focused, and yes, they do care about the quality. So is it back? Look, every manufacturer in the world is going to have little hiccups and something is going to go out in a box that isn't right. But our employees are paying attention to the quality. We've improved a lot of different things from the top end of the company, the quality control group, down.
Ken, you and I have something in common. You killed a couple of axis deer in the past few years. That is my absolute favorite protein on planet Earth. Like you, in our household, 90-plus percent of what we eat, we either caught it or shot it. Axis deer, I know your son likes to cook, and you like it when he brings the axis deer to the table.
Actually, I like to cook, too. So.
Do you really? I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, no, I like to grill. So so our freezer's full of axes. Actually, it's almost empty now. Okay. But I've got two new deer to pick up at the processor. So yeah. It'll be full of axes again. And all the excess that there is, I feed to the dog. So yeah, so he's on a raw diet, a nice lab, and he enjoys his axes just as much as we do.
Well, I suppose so. What a treat to be Ken Darcy's dog, you know, getting the axis deer for dinner. You actually have done some hunting down at the FTW Ranch down in South Texas. Not only can they teach you how to be proficient with your rifle at long distance, but they have those axis deer running around there.
Look, I'll tell you how I got back into shooting a little bit, maybe. Like many people, I grew up, I learned to shoot young, but I got away from it as my career developed and I started doing other things. And I would say probably 20 years ago, I decided I really needed to get back into it. So rather than just pick up a gun and start shooting again, I went to FTW and learned how to do it properly. Since that time, Tim Fallon and I have become very close friends. We've hunted around the world together, and I make a trip down there whenever I possibly can. First of all, just to keep my shooting sharp. Second, because Tim's and the group down there are my buddies. I like to see them. And third, because I can always bring home an axis deer.
Exactly. And that may be reason number one, really. That's no particular order there. Hey, Ken, we've got to take a little break. If you don't mind hanging around with me a little longer, I'm really enjoying talking to you. I'd like to do it some more.
Happy to do so.
Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors are made in the USA, built by freedom-loving, hard-working, constitution-defending hunters, fishers, and shooters. If that's you, come on in the camp house. If not, you made a wrong turn on the dirt road somewhere.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
The brand new CEO at Remington Arms, Ken Darcy, and I have a lot more to talk about. That's coming up later this hour. Plus, an app for outdoors men and women that you just might really take a liking to. We'll talk to Brad Luttrell about the Go Wild app that he developed later this hour. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. You know, if you were at the running of the National Bird Dog Championship this weekend on the Ames Plantation, just outside of Grand Junction, Tennessee, you'd see that all those fine bird dogs are fed Purina Pro Plan, or about 90% of them are anyway. Pick up the Pro Plan for your champ at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. They had a great bear season in Pennsylvania this year. As a matter of fact, it is the most successful Pennsylvania black bear hunt in history. 4,653 black bears were taken in Pennsylvania. In 2018, the bear harvest was 3,153. So you can see it's up about 1,500 bears this past year. With a statewide bear population of about 20,000 over the past several years, it was a harvest increase sought by the Game Commission and their scientists, which had employed the largest suite of bear season changes ever approved in a single license year. The largest bear taken in the 2019 season is an 813-pound male taken with a rifle on opening day of the general season, Smithfield Township, Monroe County. Congratulations, Victor Basaluzzo, Kennersville, Pennsylvania. 813 pounds, the biggest Pennsylvania black bear ever taken? It was back in 2010, 875 pounds. Lycoming County, Pennsylvania finished with 284 bears to take the top county bear harvest. Moose in Maine is on a lot of bucket lists. And the 2020 Maine Moose Permit Lottery application process is open now. Applications for the Moose Permit Lottery are accepted online only, and we have a link at bbkoradio.com to make it really quick and easy for you. The online application process is fast and simple, and you'll receive instant confirmation that you have successfully entered the lottery. bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. The deadline to apply, 11:59 p.m. May 14th. The draw will be at Unity College Sky Lodge, Jackman, Maine, June 13th. A lot of folks in the South pine for the good old days when they had quail in their country. And they've not given up the fight to try and return to those good old days. The South Carolina Department of Natural Resources is hosting the 31st Annual Wild Quail Management Seminar, Webb Wildlife Center, Hampton County, South Carolina, March 12 and 13. This seminar is built for landowners and land managers that are interested in improving their skills in managing habitat for native populations of bobwhite quail. Every time I see a frozen stream in the wintertime, I wonder, where in the world are the fish? How do they survive this Montana winter or Idaho winter where it's so cold and the stream is completely frozen? The biologists in Wyoming study this sort of thing, and they wrote an article on it recently. Fish in lakes don't have many options aside from moving to deeper water when ice up occurs. Fish in streams and rivers, they've got a whole different set of challenges to deal with because of the wide range of habitat types in a river. Their survival depends almost entirely on how, when, and where ice forms. Typically, ice forms across an entire stream in late fall and gets covered with snow. That's an ideal situation for fish to survive the winter because they're safe from predators and harsh weather conditions. Fish will move to areas where the stream is flowing slow and deep, like pools or underneath stream banks. Because there's snow on the ice blocking sunlight, fish don't move around too much to try and eat during the winter. And that's okay because there's not much to feed on in the winter. And fish can live on their energy reserves for up to 5 months. The more I look into God's critters and creation, the more awesome it and He is. Hey, they're having a lot of fun at the High Plains Snow Goose Festival in Lamar, Colorado today. Runs through tomorrow. Next weekend in Colorado Springs, it's Bighorn Sheep Day and the Monte Vista Crane Festival. Monte Vista, Colorado, March 6th through 8th. Critter Festivals up in the high country. The Maine Warden Service is looking for new team members, folks dedicated to conserving Maine's fish, wildlife, natural resources, and protecting the people who enjoy them. Informational sessions are all over the state of Maine right now to learn how to become a Maine game warden. The next hiring process will begin in April. Purina Pro Plan makes a formula specifically built for your dog, no matter the age or the physical condition. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwoods.
Hey, everybody's old mountain man. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure enough thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Your kids and their friends have never had a birthday party like this, and they'll never forget a Cinnamon Creek Ranch birthday party either.
We do a lot of birthday parties. We have two birthday party rooms, $300, and that's for 10 kids. We provide them with hot dogs, popcorn, drinks, and they get to come here for 2.5 hours, and we have two instructors that usually stay in here with them the entire time. Show all the kids basically how to shoot. We have different size bows, but yeah, it's a blast. And then we usually kind of split the time up. We'll have them come in here for a little while. They'll eat cake and their popcorn and hot dogs, and then we'll take them out in the arena and let them play archery tag. We provide everything, so they're not required to bring anything at all.
With a complete lunch and dinner menu, the world's largest indoor archery facility, private birthday and conference rooms, the most knowledgeable archery staff on planet Earth, and a turnkey all-equipment-provided experience for your corporate event, family reunion, or birthday party. We've built an incredible facility with you in mind at CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie rigs, pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
We swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Hey, come see me when you get a chance. BBKORadio.com. Maybe you'll read a blog or enjoy a podcast. BBKORadio.com. My special guest in the camp house this week is Ken Darcy. Ken, for 6 months now, has been the head man at Remington Outdoors. Ken, thank you so much for hanging around.
You're very welcome. Happy to have this conversation.
Ken, let's talk about the future now of Remington specifically, because I like to know. SHOT Show is in the rearview mirror now. It has come and gone. And I want to know what's new on the table that we can talk about, what's coming up with Remington.
You know, Billy, that's a real challenge to talk at this early in the stage of our development. Yeah. Keep in mind, I came to Remington as the chief executive officer 6 months ago. One of the many things that I found was R&D had not been developing a lot of new product in the last number of years. So one of the major focuses is to get R&D turned on again. But that doesn't happen overnight. It takes 12 to 18 months to bring something new to the table. So will something be out really soon? No. Will there be some changes and some improvements on our existing items? Yes. But I would start looking for Remington to really show some great new product in another 12 months from now.
Yeah, it's a trusted name that people are going to trust and pass down as long as this earth is in existence. And now you guys are working very, very hard to bring the quality up to that name, that iconic name, and I know that you are. It's exciting for you to take on a project this monumental and work about 14 hours a day for years on end and rebuild something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting. And, you know, it has its challenges, and along with the challenges become, sitting in the position of the chief executive officer of a company like that, that is, in particular, that's undergone some pretty dramatic downturns, it's a tough job. And when I say it's a tough job, it's not difficult to do, but you have to make some really tough decisions that affect people, and that's never pleasurable.
No, that's never a pleasure, never fun, necessary, has to be done. And you're a hands-on guy. I know that you like to walk the floor. You go out where the work is being done. You walk the outside of the building. You look at the nuts, the bolts, the screws, the barrels, the stocks, the everything. You fully immerse yourself and educate yourself in the product.
I try to do that, and I think it does a number of things. First of all, it lets the staff know that I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
But it also tells me a lot about the staff. You know, generally speaking, people what happens in companies or in our personal life, people adapt what they see and what they appreciate from others. So if I'm more focused on the quality, it's just natural for our entire team to be more focused. If I'm paying attention to waste because stuff is hanging outside of our building that shouldn't be, everybody gets focused that way. So, and I also find that I learn a lot more by talking to the people on the floor than I do sitting in meetings.
Yeah. A lot of times in a meeting, you're told what they want you to hear. And when you're out there hands-on taking a look at it, you're going to see exactly what's going on. Ken, I've never been to Alberta, Canada, but in my mind, the picture of where you grew up is a little stone cottage in a snow-covered, beautiful pine forest with a curl of smoke coming out of the chimney. Close?
Look, I was raised in a farming and a oil family. So we traveled a lot to various places because of the oil industry, but we also had some stability with the farming. So basically grew up in the Canadian Rockies and in northern Canada, northern Alberta. Was it a nice stone cabin with smoke curling up in the mountains? No, but we got there quite often.
Yeah, there you go. You're close to it anyway. Like a Canadian country music star Terry Clark once said, you know, money can't buy happiness, but it can pull. You can pull your yacht up next to it and take a look at it, take a good close look at it. When did you realize growing up that, man, I really like business? That's what I want to do.
Actually, I realized it at a pretty young age. It was my father and I had some real challenges because my father was a geologist, geophysicist. He was a very, very well-educated man, probably one of the more intelligent men that I've ever known in my entire life. Wow. And his son was not going to become a professional. And automatically, that put him and I at odds. I loved business. I wanted to be involved with it. I don't really know why. I just know that I didn't want to go and put a suit and tie on and do something day after day after day. Yeah. I wanted to be involved in the outdoors. I thought that I wanted to be in the retail ski business. I spent a long time in the ski business, but I discovered after a couple of years that I was not suited for retail.
Yeah. And then found your niche, and boy, have you succeeded and done well with company after company, and now Remington. So when we take a look at Remington, when we think of Remington 5 years from right now, what do you envision?
I envision a company that's really back to its grassroots, you know, that is the iconic brand that it used to be in the hunting and shooting sports industry, that we have brought out a number of new exciting products that people are talking about. That's really what I see.
Yeah, and no doubt that will happen. I've seen you do it with other companies. Crossman, a perfect example. I think when you made the move to Crossman Air Guns, there was more introduction of new product over the first few years that you were there than in their history. Have I got that right?
There was more new product in the 10 years that I was there than in the previous 78 years combined.
Yeah, which tells me there's some pretty good thinking going on backstage at Remington right now. And, oh, would I love to just sit in on a meeting and hear you guys freewheel and think about the future and talk about the future, because I know it's exciting. Draw a picture of your customer to me. Who is that demographic? Who is that person that buys Remington shotguns, rifles, pistols?
You know, when I think about it, I really look at the shooting sports and the hunting. And there's nobody that I can think of today that did not learn from a family member or a loved one of some sort, whether it was an uncle, a father, a grandfather. And I think a lot of the companies have kind of got away from that. So I look at that as being really a value to us, that that it's a way to spend family time together. It's a way to enjoy the outdoors. And that's who I see as our customer.
Yeah.
You know, plus there's a movement today towards kind of field to table, hunting for your own meat. Look, it's the best meat you can possibly get. You're never going to find anything better. Yeah. And I think there's a movement towards that, and it's something that we want to be involved with.
It's wholesome and healthy all the way around. Our Second Amendment is so dear to us, and I know you're passionate about that, but conservation is key.
And boy, was I happy to see that Remington had hired a guy that put conservation way up there on the importance ladder. It means a lot to you. You understand that hunting is conservation.
I do understand that hunting is conservation, but as an industry, and not just as an industry, but Remington and an industry, I think we need to do a better job telling the non-shooters what conservation and how hunters affect conservation. You know, because I know the non-hunters see an animal being killed and think, that, well, that's just somebody killing an animal. What does that do for conservation? I think we need to talk a lot more about habitat than we do about the conservation and explain how hunters affect the habitat.
Right on the money. Big part of it. That is my special guest, Ken Darcy, CEO at Remington. Ken, I'm going to ask you to hang on again, and we'll finish up in just a few minutes. Don't forget the Purina Pro Plan when you hit the road this spring break with your dog. Pro Plan. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hey, everybody. It's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
Discover true Western mule deer hunting in Nevada. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident-only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of being drawn. The deadline is early March, so now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. Nevada is home to world record mule deer. This special tag is non-resident only, and the draw is just weeks away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist. Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. truelifetaxidermy.org.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we teach the Bible, nothing more or less. The simple truth of God's love for us, even though we are all sinners in need of His grace. He supplied that grace through His Son Jesus so that none would perish but have everlasting life. Come worship with us at 10:15 Sunday mornings on Litzy Road in Roanoke or in the Boat or Deer Blind at csbiblechurch.org.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
You don't have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
Hey, the DSC Heartland chapter is having a banquet. Saturday, February 15th, the banquet at auction at the Scott Conference Center in Omaha, Nebraska. Live and silent auctions, local hunts, hunts overseas, gear, other outdoor items as well in those auctions. Heartland DSC, the Iowa and Nebraska chapter of DSC. Hey, they're raising money this year. The banquet is in honor of an 11-year-old boy named Cade. He has muscular dystrophy, dreams of hunting with his big brother in the woods, and guess what? He's going to go because of the Heartland DSC. All the money raised this year, sponsorship proceeds, all will be used to purchase Cade his own personal action tracker chair, track chair, that's going to take him out in the woods, get him out with his brother. More info at bbkoradio.com. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and head for the great state of Kentucky, where Brad Luttrell is standing by. He's got a great app that he and his partner developed called Go Wild. Tell us the history of this thing and how it can help us, Brad.
Yeah, so it started out as social media for the outdoors. You know, back in 2016, I was really trying to find a place to learn more from whitetail hunters. That's what it specifically started with. And I was trying to find, I was like, there has to be a community of people that focus on hunting. And I was finding forums, but I trying to learn about whitetail hunting, I kept finding forums of mule deer or whitetail in Texas, which is very different than Kentucky, right? And it became clear to me that something needed to be built. So formed a team, and we set out and built that first app. And last year we had a partnership with Garmin, so you can actually use your Garmin device to track your hunts or your fishing trips now. Last year we saw a lot of people talking about gear on the platform. And so we ended up realizing that we could facilitate some of these conversations and help people share what gear they were using. So we actually just launched an e-commerce integration that pulls more than 300,000 products into the app. So you can talk about what gear you're using. You can find new gear. You can shop for gear. And what's cool, we make money on whatever you buy through that, and we donate 1% of that back into conservation. So it's a really nice way to, you know, if you're going to buy that anyways from Bass Pro, we can take that and we'll put a little bit of that money back out to support the outdoors.
Hey, that is a very cool idea. Very good. So when people go wild, what are they going to see?
What's cool is when you onboard on the app, it's going to ask what you like to do. Do you like to hunt, fish, or enjoy the outdoors? And based on what you pick, we go ahead and populate content for you. So you don't have to find a following or build a following to interact with people. We actually connect you around what you like to do. So I imagine your audience, what do they most hunt on your show?
You know, whitetails and largemouth bass are always going to be the king.
either one of those. You can go in, dive into deer hunting, and we have a near me feature. You can tap a little sonar or radar up top, and it'll connect you with people near you, which is really cool because you can now do exactly what I set out to do in 2016. I use this all through deer season to track the rut, see what other people are seeing, and connect them regionally.
Wow. Yeah. So great way to keep up with the rut, see what's going on, what phase they're in, and so many other uses, what they're biting on, what's happening at your area lake, because I'm sure the fishermen are getting involved heavily as well.
Yeah. And people always think like, oh, I don't want to share what I'm doing, but that's not, see, we're not asking for where you fish the lake. There's a lot of apps out there that on the fishing side, for example, there's apps out there where if you want to find exactly where people are fishing on the lake, you can do that. But a lot of the good, like, that's what the amateurs like. The guys don't that have been doing it for a long time don't want to give up their hunting holes. So we actually built it to where it's more regional. We're not asking specifically where you hunt. You know, even on a trophy log, we have this really cool system that saves your trophy. So you can log your fish. We've got more than 200 species in there, your deer, turkey, whatever it is. And it caters to that species. And we don't ask for anything more than the zip code. So we just want to know roughly where you got it. And so you can really connect to people regionally because that's what we think matters most. We don't want to give away your honey hole.
Yeah, and hey, if you're a bow hunter, there's a place for you here. If you are a rifle hunter, there's a place for you here. Whatever you do, hunt pigs, it's all there on the app, and other people are sharing their knowledge.
Yeah, we've even got bow fishing and trapping. I have to believe, and I can't validate this, but I have to believe we have the biggest community of trappers that exists, period. I mean, you know, we've got tens of thousands of people posting about trapping, and you know, I've learned a ton about – I've never trapped before, but I've learned a ton about it just from watching our platform.
Next time you're getting the oil changed and you're sitting there needing to blow 30 minutes, here's the way you get started. Then you're going to be hooked. You're just going to be hooked, I promise you. Is there a charge for your app? Is there a fee for all this knowledge?
No, man, it's totally free. So we make our money off of advertising and the e-commerce.
Go Wild, the app, is available in the App Store everywhere, right?
Yep, Android or iOS.
Very good. And let's talk a little bit about this research you guys have done, because I found it to be fascinating. And I'm going to throw some topics out there. You tell me what you guys found. And number one has been hunter decline. That's something that we all worry about. All of these conservation groups all across the country are united in saying, boy, we got to get the youngsters going again in the outdoors. What did you guys find out about hunter decline?
Well, so first I'll start with, you know, kind of why we started this. If I can back up to even before that, you know, we have this entire lifestyle that's really undocumented. The outdoor industry in general doesn't have a lot of data, or especially in hunting and fishing. And so with this study, we had a few hypotheses, which kind of lead into what you're talking about. The first was that a lot of the stereotypes are wrong, and I'll get into that in a second. But the second was that the industry's actions might not be helping us. You know, there's a lot of brands that might be over making it seem overcomplicated to get into hunting are really expensive. So we wanted to dig into that. So that first about stereotypes was, you know, we've all heard them. Hunters hunt for just the trophy, not the meat. Or married hunters have to leave their angry spouse behind and they hunt less each season. And young hunters, you know, if you're on Instagram, you get this feeling like all these young guys are quite literally killing it because they're posting such great content. Well, the truth is trophy hunting alone, like, that's not a thing. Responsive Management did a great study on that back in 2016, and most hunters are hunting for meat, like 86% or so. Or actually, it's 99% eat the meat. 86 are out there for meat, like as one of the primary reasons. So we wanted to know what else we would uncover. With married hunters, for example, we found out that married hunters have more confidence in their ability to hunt and full spousal approval. Would you have thought that, Billy?
No, you know what? I think a lot of us that hunt and fish a lot and have supported spouses think that we're, you know, we are one of a kind. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. When the truth comes out, like it did in your research, our spouses are all very supportive, or a great deal of them are anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's a very high percentage. So the other thing we found out was that, you know, older hunters have more experience, and therefore they're about 15% more successful than someone that's 25 and under. And that leads into what you're talking about. You know, we really need to be aware of the barrier of knowledge. You know, that is a, you know, you hear so much about land access, but really the biggest barrier is knowledge and time. So thinking how we can apply that and how brands can create content around how to get into hunting, because even if you are selling $400 jackets or you know, a $5,000 rifle, we all need to be bringing up the next generation of hunters. And hunters are less likely to hunt because of the budget constraints. One quote from the survey, you know, people struggle to know not only where to hunt, but they believe they can't afford it. And when they do hunt, they see less success. So they're honestly like validating this idea that of what I just said. They're validating that they're not good at it. They don't have the gear when they get through that. But when someone's getting into something, it needs to be affordable. It needs to be something you can try out.
Well, I tell you what, it is a wealth of information. People need to go to the app. Can folks take a look at your results on the app as part of the app, or if they want to see more of your study, can they find that?
Yeah, they can. So the study's available at timetogowild.com, and when you hit the news, if you hit Go Wild News, you can go down and there's an article about it. It's got some more information about it, and we even have discounts. You know, you can message me on Go Wild, and if you're a media writer or an influencer, you can reach out. We have it for free for those individuals.
That's how I got it, because I'm all about the free. Brad, thanks so much, and be careful out there on the road this show season.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. It's World Championship caller Al Morris. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
I've relied completely on Buffalo Wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool. Outdoorsmen and women like to be well-equipped. We also travel extensively and need restaurants, fuel, and rooms. And no matter where the fisherman or hunter travels in the U.S. or Canada, BBKO Radio is there. This just might be the perfect spot for you to tell us about your products and services. The BBKO Radio Network, an affordable way to reach every farm, road, and city with your message. To learn more, come see us at bbkoradio.com. Discover true Western mule deer hunting in Nevada. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident-only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of being drawn. The deadline is early March, so now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. Nevada is home to world-record mule deer. This special tag is non-resident only, and the draw is just weeks away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonMANUF.com. Stay longer. Shoot more deer. in Adilla. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Hunters and fishermen gather here every week. Boy, we need another freezer. This camp house is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC. BigGame.org.
Hey, we love to hear from you. It's easy to do. 1-877-820-BBKO is the telephone number. 1-877-820-2256 and the Camp House website, bbkoradio.com. BBKO. Like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. Leave a note on the door. We'll get it. Leave a picture for the bragging board. And by the way, if you can't make it to the radio broadcast one week, don't worry. You can still hear the show. We're available with all the top podcast carriers. Apple iTunes Music, Google Play Music, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're there. You'll get a free weekly download. It'll come automatically to your device. All you have to do is ask for it. Ken Darcy is the CEO at Remington, been on the job 6 months, and he's turning things around over there with that legendary, iconic brand. We're going to finish our conversation with you in just a minute. Enjoy your coffee over there, Ken. Right now, we turn to BBKO Radio Pro, Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon. I don't know if you heard this earlier or not, Larry, but Ken and I were having a conversation about axis deer. Seems that that is a favorite protein for both of our households, and I know that that's the same story with you, and down in your part of the country, there's some of those old axis deer running around.
You're exactly right. I'll tell you what, that lower edge of the hill country starts right at our back door or front door, depending which way you go out of the house. There are a lot of axis deer. It's free roaming. They've been there now probably since the 50s and 60s, but the population's been increasing tremendously over the last several years. And you're right. They are absolutely fantastic when it comes to the dinner table.
Yep, they are. Last Friday evening, I ran down and bought some pretty nice shrimp, and I cubed up some of that scrap from that last axis deer we shot, and I kebabbed those shrimp and the little chunks of axis deer. You don't want to overcook that. Cook them just about as long as you'd cook a shrimp. So that makes a pretty good kebab right there.
Oh, I know it does. I've done the same thing with a few other things as well involving that axis deer. But that axis deer, even on really the big bucks, you know, so very often you take a big old mature animal and you go, ooh, this thing's going to be tough. Even on those really big, old, mature axis deer, they're very tender and have an absolutely fabulous flavor.
They absolutely do. And one of the cool things about axis deer in Texas, they're an exotic. This is one of the few places they exist in our continent. They're an exotic. You can hunt them in the hottest heat of summer.
You really can, and I'll tell you what, some of the best hunting for them, particularly if you're interested in bigger antlers, is generally in June is when their primary rut is. Of course, they'll breed throughout the year as well. There's always a hard-antlered buck of some sort somewhere within that herd. So those animals do breed throughout the year. But still, like I said, June is one of their top times, early July, because that's when they're out there really chasing the does.
So if you have to put the deer rifle up in January, and by golly, you can't get it out again until next November, there are some options. And state of Texas offers a couple of public land hunts that are pretty good down in your part of the country where you can go shoot these axis deer unlimited because they're an exotic species. And odds are pretty good that if you get drawn, that you're going to take an axis deer home with you.
Oh, absolutely you will. Like I said, that population has been increasing over the last several years. They're both browsers and grazers, so they take advantage of whatever food that's there, and their reproduction rate's fairly high. And beyond all that, I mean, they're the people call them a lot of times the most beautiful deer in the world. And you look at their antlers, they're spotted all year round, so you've got a great set of horns to put on the wall or antlers. You got a hide that makes absolutely a beautiful throw rug, if you like, or all kinds of other things you can use as far as furniture is concerned. But again, that venison is just doesn't get any better.
And when you're boning him out, make sure you don't lose an inch of that on there. What are we going to shoot that deer with anyway when we get ready to go, Larry?
Absolutely. Well, usually when I'm shooting deer for meat like that, I'm going to try to do a headshot as much as I can. I'll use the same deer rifle that I normally use, one of the Rugers that I use. And particularly in the last several years, the last 2 years now, the Ruger American, generally in a 270 or 30-06, and I always shoot Hornady ammo as well.
Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. He is a wildlife biologist. He's an outdoor writer and photographer. He's the host of DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon TV. He's a grandpa, and he's an all-around good old boy, my friend. And BBKO Radio Pro Staffer, Larry Wysoon, on those great benefits of hunting and eating axis deer. A favorite of Remington CEO, Ken Darcy. Ken rejoins me now. Thank you, Ken, for your patience and hanging around with me. I recently took a young guy out, 11 years old, already starting to get into some trouble. One of those guys that just doesn't communicate with adults, won't do it. A silent ride all the way out to the hunting grounds. But then when I got him out and got the binoculars around his neck and he starts poking around and I start teaching him some things, I couldn't shut him up. It's amazing what the boat, the deer blind, the shooting range can do for someone like that and for ourselves.
Oh, yeah, I think it's unbelievable. I'm our own family, I've got two children. Now, mind you, they're adults today. But getting things out of them in the normal course as they were growing up was very difficult. You know, but around the dinner table, which we had dinner every single night together at the table, all of a sudden things started coming out. Today, my son wanted to go hunting. He was not a hunter, and I'm not sure that he even today would say that he is a hunter, but he asked me to do that. So I took him down to FTW, and my wife was telling me shortly after, she said all he could talk about was not the hunting, was not the shooting. I get to go and hang out with my dad for a few days. So, I mean, that's what the shooting sports and hunting really does. It gets people together to just converse. And how many hunters do we both know that have been skunked on a hunt? But always they come back and say, I had a great time with my friends or my family.
Yeah, and some of the more intimate and real conversations that I've had with people in my lifetime have been in the pickup cab on that long drive to a hunt or out on the boat during a long day of fishing. It's not at the office. I'm busy there. I'm too busy to think about those things. But we really get to know each other, including our families on a deeper level, when we get out and spend a little time together out in the woods. And I know you're a huge proponent of it.
Yes, I am. I mean, look, I was on a hunt one time with Tim Fallon, Larry Wysoon, in Kyrgyzstan. It was one of the worst hunts that anybody could ever dream of. It was miserable. We never had any success. I could go on and on and on. But even though it was a miserable, awful hunt, after the fact, we still laugh about it today and say, boy, we had a pretty good time.
Yeah, you can smile about it because it's the event. It's the hunt. It's not pulling the trigger. However, when you pull the trigger, guys, make it a Remington.
Absolutely a Remington.
Yeah. Lots of good reasons for that. Ken, what a pleasure to sit and talk with you, and I hope this is our first of many conversations. I've really enjoyed my time.
Billy, I enjoyed it myself, and feel free to contact me anytime.
Hey, I appreciate it, Ken. Just in a nutshell, before we go, this iconic name, Remington. Go back to the foundation of the company. How did Remington come about?
Well, I think it was 205 years ago. And I don't know all the story, but I can tell you I can still see Ethelbert Remington's house near our Ilion factory. It's still there. Somebody's living in it. But it's an interesting brand that people should really think long and hard about, because I've met people that are third-generation Remington employees or fourth-generation Remington employees. One young guy in Ilion, his grandfather was hired by Remington in England to come to Ilion and work. His grandfather spent his entire career there. His father spent his entire career there. And this young guy is 45-some-odd years old, and that's the only job he's known. So it's a big name, big company, and it deserves the respect that it has and has lost a little bit of.
Ken, I would wish you the best of luck, but you don't need it. What a pleasure. Thank you for being here today. I greatly appreciate it. Ken Darcy, CEO at Remington Outdoors. Things are about to get good over there. Keep an eye on them, boys. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.